From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how AIDS came to America. New genetic information says one person brought the virus here.
But first, today the Supreme Court tackles the issue of child pornography once again. This time, it's all about pandering. Here's a bit of background. 4 years ago, Congress banned the distribution of child porn, and part of that law made it illegal to present material that someone might believe was child pornography, even if it wasn't. Critics said the law was way too broad. Hypothetically, they argued someone promoting films like Lolita or American Beauty could be thrown in prison. Today's case revolves around a man named Michael Williams. Dahlia Lithwick, legal analyst for Slate.com and a regular here on Day to Day, was at the court for today's argument. Dahlia, welcome back.
Hi, Alex.
Can you tell us a little bit about this particular case and how it wound up before the Supreme Court?
Sure. Michael Williams was caught up in your ordinary garden variety internet sting. He was corresponding with an undercover agent who was posing as a panderer of child porn, and they were in an internet chat room having a good time and accusing one another eventually of being a cop. Williams decided to prove he wasn't a cop by supplying a link to some hardcore child porn, and a search of his computer subsequently revealed 22 images of child porn.
And Dahlia, let's be clear, there's no doubt here that Michael Williams had child pornography. The issue that the court is discussing is whether or not he pandered it. What's kind of the hinge here?
The hinge, Alex, in fact, is the speech. It's the bragging and the purveying, the, you know, making available the porn. So in some sense, last go-around, the Congress tried to criminalize actually having this not real porn. This time they said, we're gonna go around that. We're not going to fight about whether it's porn or not as much as we're going to fight about if you brag about it, even if it's not true, even if it's not really porn or you don't really have it. Well, that's going to be the crime here.
And what about the Bush administration? What did they have to say in defense of this statute, which was passed 4 years ago?
Well, Solicitor General Paul Clement made a very forceful case for this doesn't happen. You know, they keep giving us arguments about Lolita and American Beauty and Romeo and Juliet, but this doesn't happen that innocent people get swept in, that those cases are not prosecuted, that the government knows full well what kind of pandering is really awful, dangerous, horrific child porn pandering and what is not real. And so what they said is, you know, show us some numbers, show us some cases. You can't strike down an entire statute as overbroad if all you can talk about is Lolita.
Could you get any sense from the arguments being made today which way the justices were leaning in this case?
Tough to call, Alex. It looked like they were not very fond of the government's position, but they were even less fond of Williams' position. In the end of the day, they were looking for a way to decide this case very, very narrowly. That looked to be the way it was going to go.
And as you stated, he is never denied. He's been found guilty of possessing child pornography. What might happen to Michael Williams himself in the outcome of this case?
Did not seem as though the justices had much sympathy for Williams himself. They had a little bit more sympathy for innocent versions of Michael Williams. We'll see how much sympathy they really have.
Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.